Boise, the city of trees, but in my opinion, also a very significant role model for any community anywhere in the world in terms of the arts. And also, in my opinion, this is a boutique destination. Very personalized, very integrated, very cohesive, and it is a place where you can rediscover the importance of the arts in any community. And I'm talking to Julie Numbers Smith, who is the Executive Director of the Boise Arts Commission. Julie, first of all, why an arts commission?
The Arts Commission was established in 1978 through an ordinance to promote the arts in the community, the arts being an important aspect of city development as well as citizen development. And so we're over 25 years old, and we are actually growing within the city government as well. I think the value of the arts in terms of the city growth and urban development is becoming more and more significant. Not only in Boise, but there's also an understanding even across the United States. There has been a movement even in the United States and also especially in Europe about understanding what a creative community is and how that establishes a quality of life as well as a strong economy. And artists are significant in how they root a city in itself, so to speak, in the uniqueness of place. And I think more and more local arts councils who are part of the government or even part of a nonprofit situation realize the power behind the arts to do that. And I think as that value grows, investment in the arts grow, investments and recognition of artists grows, and a community becomes unique in itself. As you term it, boutique, meaning very personalized and with a very strong sense of place and a strong sense of who we are as a community. The arts are known, I think, very intuitively, but also quantitatively as a magnet for creating community. So it has it's a tool for economic benefits, but it's a tool for creating community. People gather to understand and to see and to experience the arts, and so that's an important factor. And so in terms of us as a City Arts Commission, we play a very significant role in how we serve our citizens.
And spread out in front of me on the table is this plethora of material that brochures, magazine articles, everything that I've already experienced in Boise as I say, an arts destination. For example, we've got Forbes magazine here, where Boise is rated number one as a place to do business. You're talking, I think, about arts and self-determination, but also arts as an industry. And can you just comment briefly, why is the arts an industry?
Well, in itself, it's a significant industry. In 2001, Americans for the Arts, which is a national service organization, conducted an economic impact study of the arts in the United States. We were one of 91 communities, cities in the United States that participated, and we learned that from that study, we learned that Boise generated almost $18 million within 1 year, one fiscal year, and $34 billion was generated in the United States, and that can be considered fairly low ball because a lot of factors were taken out in terms of the larger metropolitan areas. We are currently conducting a second economic impact study of the arts in Boise, again through Americans for the Arts, and the results of that will be out in 2007. So as an industry, there's the nonprofit arts industry, which is being quantified through these studies right now, but there's also what is being termed the creative industries, which are also profit organizations that use the creative factor in what they do. Software development, of course, the film industry, the list goes on, different kinds of arts and creative industries. So both the nonprofit industry and the profit industries are being recognized as an important tool or industry for quality of life in any community. And so it is indeed, can be, and has been quantified as an economic force and an industry itself.
And here's an article from Spokane, do I pronounce that correctly? And it's the Pacific Northwest Inlander.
Mm-hmm.
And here is your the Cheryl Boyce of the Boise Metro Economic Development Council, who says, and I quote, "Excuse me for swearing, but what makes Boise so good is that people give a damn." Why do the people in Boise give a damn?
Well, I'm a native of Boise, Idaho, and so I'll just speak from why I give a damn. I was born and raised in Boise, and I there really wasn't a whole lot of arts being brought up, although I had the benefit of my family and my family's friends, and we always participated in what was available, and that was always important to us. But when I felt the magic of the arts just as a child growing up, I realized that I wanted to be part of that magic, either as an artist or as an arts administrator, and make more of that happen. I think Cheryl says that because collectively I think we all give a damn about our community. That's kind of manifested in an event that's only 3 years old. It's called Fall for Boise, a celebration of arts and community, where we produce events, we produce different kinds of gatherings that celebrate who we are, and we've captured that in a calendar that we call Fall for Boise.
And these are grassroots visions, artistic visions.
Yes. Yeah, they all are, and we as the Arts Commission have simply captured that on a calendar, and then we've inserted several different kinds of signature events around that. It truly is a celebration of arts and community, so there are different community events. I think collectively it's who we are. We care. We care about our environment. We care about our quality of life. We care about our business, and we're all in this together. And I think that there's a recognition that we know that, and most everything we do is through partnership, finding the common goals in terms of the arts or economic development or education or self-determination, and we come together and with our visions and produce them.
And we know today in the travel industry that the world has changed. It has shifted under our feet in many ways for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans especially are refocusing their priorities in terms of travel. Americans, as has been defined by a particular report that I know of, they consider travel their birthright. And they're traveling in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
They are now in charge of their travel. So Boise is a role model, as far as I'm concerned,
okay,
for many municipalities throughout the country, throughout the world. But I want to get back to the signature events you just mentioned. Can you talk to me about some of these signature events that are part of your Fall for Boise celebration?
Certainly. Actually, Fall for Boise was born out of the one signature that is a signature event that remains. It's actually, even as we speak, even changing. For about 10 years, we had an event that we called City Art Celebration, and it was a showcase of our performing arts, and we called it a month-long celebration of the best of Boise. And so we profiled performing artists and in different venues over the years and in different profiles. And then when the vision behind Fall for Boise came, it actually was born out of City Arts Celebration, which was a month long. Now, Fall for Boise is now a two-month-long calendar of events. And then what we have done is we've kept City Arts Celebration, which is now evolving into, it's called City Harvest, a celebration of local arts and food. So City Arts Celebration is going to still be the showcase of our local performing arts, the Best of Boise, but we'll also incorporate a food celebration because we also want to expand the event and expand our audiences and celebrate local farming and agriculture and organic ways of cooking so that it's a more complete event. The other signature event that we have profiled for Fall for Boise is called Jazz on the Grove.
And you also have a very famous jazz festival here.
Yes, we do. We have the Gene Harris Jazz Festival based on a local musician who lived here for many years and became world-renowned for his jazz. His name is Gene Harris. Janie Harris, his widow, continues with his with the spirit of his playing and his focus on arts education, and in April we have the Gene Harris Jazz Festival. We continue that celebration during Fall for Boise, an event called Jazz on the Grove. The Grove is a central gathering place.
Delightful, by the way.
In downtown Boise, where a lot of events take place. And so that's another event during Fall for Boise. Then last year we established the Collaborations Project, which is kind of the other end of the City Arts Celebration starts the event, and then the other end of the bookend is the collaboration. So it's a closing event, and it's called the Collaborations Project because we it's a kind of a profiling of a plethora of artists in different kinds of disciplines, hoop dancers, poetry, children's voices, fire dancing, which is becoming a new trend, and all sorts of different kinds of almost alternative types of artistic expression, and all local.
Can I interrupt here? I mean, and talk about this idiosyncratic alternative expression. Just walking around Boise, the alley history, for example, the murals. Tell the people about some of these murals.
Well, alley history actually started around the energy of one single artist, and he started painting a mural inside of an alley. He had permission of the storekeepers in that area. And as he established his mural, he was attracting other artists to come along. And he put together a whole alley of alternative arts. We also have another one that we affectionately call Spud King, which is actually one of our projects through this city. Alley, the alley art in the one alley is was not one of our projects, although we profile it. And then alley history is one of our projects, and it, we affectionately actually call it Spud King because it's about it's all memorabilia in terms of Idaho being the home of the Spud or the Russet, which was is and continues to be a strong agricultural product. And
again, the integration of local industry, agricultural industry, and the arts.
Yes, and that's to deter even further. We have what we call Capital City Public Market every Saturday. And that's going strong. That's along from the Grove, which we just mentioned, down two blocks down in the heart of downtown. And that is a farmer's market. And in the last couple of years, we've incorporated performing arts. So it's quite a celebration of local agriculture and local products, local artists on the street performing. And we've also integrated a program that we call Arts for Kids on the Grove. And this is 45-minute workshops with professional artists that kids ages 5 to 13 can walk up, register, and have a great art class and a great experience with artists right on the spot. And those are all integrated Saturday morning at our farmers market.
And of course, for centuries, the arts have always been part of the marketplace.
Absolutely.
In the towns and the villages. And last night I attended First Thursday.
Yes.
What's First Thursday?
Well, First Thursday is an event that is hosted and sponsored by Downtown Boise Association. It's relatively old. It's over 20 years old. And it's the first Thursday of every month. It started out as a gallery stroll, and the idea was to bring people downtown and create more of a nightlife in downtown Boise. And so the galleries were the harbingers of Boise nightlife, and they remained open late, and then they would put performing artists or they would have wine and cheese, and it was a gallery stroll. Well, it's evolved into a much larger event, so a lot of things piggyback, so to speak, on First Thursday. For instance, last night we had another sort of Jazz on the Grove event as part of First Thursday. We have open galleries. We have open stores that also will stay open late. So it's a combination of celebrating the arts, the galleries, the retail shops, and the restaurants, and it kind of creates a celebration downtown once a month.
And if I can go back to the metaphor or the paradigm of the Boise as a boutique destination, especially in terms of the arts, can you, just for our listeners' sake, give me a list of the arts organizations, theater, art, museums, et cetera. What have you got here for people who want the full experience?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot. For a town of under 200,000, I think the health and the strength of our arts organization is quite significant. Our mayor, Mayor Beter, likes to talk about a quote from Clarence Darrow, I believe it was, who at the turn of the century noted that Boise seemed to be the Athens of the sagebrush. Our significant arts organizations include the Boise Art Museum, which is the largest art museum in Idaho and a significant museum for visual arts. That's open year-round and has, in fact, this coming summer will be exhibiting Frank Lloyd Wright. And so that's very exciting to have.
Very. Arts and architecture. Wow.
There you go. And we have several Frank Lloyd Wright houses here in Boise, as well as there's a fairly well-known one 2 hours south in Twin Falls. So that's very significant and very exciting. Over the summer, fairly well-known is the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. They open up at the end, at the beginning of June and go all the way through September. It's Shakespeare shows, classical shows. Also in September, then they do a smaller musical. This year they're doing Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. They are their musical in September is called Spitfire Grill. In July, August, you can see Love, Labor's Lost. That's, of course, Shakespeare, Major Barbara.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to see Major Barbara tomorrow night. And, of course, Shaw is one of my favorites because here's an artist, a dramatist, who is also a social commentator.
Yeah, there you go. And then also there have Romeo and Juliet, a Shakespeare favorite. So that's going on this summer. And then we have, during the winter season, we have the Boise Philharmonic, which has about 10 shows almost once every month that they do full classical symphonic music, and they bring in guest artists as well as they have a local orchestra artist. We have Ballet Idaho that does several shows. We share artistic direction with Eugene Ballet, and although most of the ballet artists live here in Boise, and they have a season of beautiful classical ballet This year they're doing Carmina Burana. Of course, every year they do the Nutcracker. They do Carnival of Animals coming in the spring, and then another show called American Spirit.
And as I walked into your building here at City Hall, there's a delightful sculpture of a ballerina and sculpture in the streets of Boise. It's everywhere.
Yes. Well, that particular piece was actually a commission on our behalf. We used to produce an event called First Night, which was a New Year's celebration, which we don't produce anymore. But we commissioned that as part of our New Year's celebration, and those are called the Stick People. There's two of them in City Hall, and they're by a local artist, Sue Lotta. And we have, actually, there's a gallery just next in a neighboring city called Garden City called the Women of Steel. And there are several steel artists, and they're all women. And they do many things around town.
So an arts community that is unique, diversified, very healthy. It's a boutique arts city. And arts advocacy. I want, just to finish on this, I have in front of me a sheet that says, what is arts advocacy? And then it says, to be sure, it is many things, just like art. And just like art, it has many definitions. That's Boise, isn't it?
Well, very much so. That was something, one of our biggest goals at the City Arts Commission is arts advocacy, to advocate for art in people's lives and to advocate for people and government investment in the arts in the community. This particular piece is a piece from another nonprofit arts organization called Arts for Idaho, where they also, their whole mission is about arts advocacy. So that, yes, that's what we are about. Our primary goals in terms of our planning and who we are is about arts advocacy and resource development for the arts. I think art is every day is kind of becoming a catchphrase for us, that art in everyday life is an integral part of who we are, and we as citizens need to recognize that, and our businesses and our government and who we are as individuals, making art an integral part of our everyday life is, I think, an important aspect of what we do.
Julie, thank you very much for this.
My pleasure, and welcome to Boise.
Thank you.